Dr. Quentin Kidd is the chairman of the government department at Christopher Newport University and stops by every now and then to give us his assessment on politics here in the Commonwealth. And Dr. Kidd, I'm glad you're with us today. Gosh, so many things are happening, and it's supposed to be slow in August. You saw the story about Congressman Scott Taylor and certain members of his staff now being investigated for what appear to be fraudulent signatures on the effort to add an additional name to the ballot down there. What do you make of the stories as they've been reported so far?
Well, I mean, it's a self-inflicted wound, unforced error, whatever analogy you want to use. This, within 90 days of an election, this isn't what an incumbent wants to have going on in a race that, look, if we just look at Ohio 12, the race that the Republican is probably going to squeak out maybe a less than 1,000-point win in a district that was plus 11 Trump. The second congressional district was plus 4 Trump. So you understand why Congressman Taylor is worried. You understand why having a third-party candidate, an independent on the ballot, it would be helpful. It may be the case in Ohio 12. Mm-hmm. The Green Party candidate plays a factor there. So you see why they want that. They would have wanted that. But
why would he do it himself? I mean, I hate to kind of endorse shadiness, like, oh, well, I wouldn't do it, but if you want to do it, it's okay. But quite frankly, sometimes in politics, you let other people handle the dirty work, and then you stand back. He kind of embraced it, or at least that was the appearance I got from the press coverage.
Yeah, that's what I'm sitting here scratching my head about. I get why, but why do it yourself? Mm-hmm. Why have your own people do it? And why engage in something that is so easily illegal and easily found out? And that's the problem. I mean, there's public officials. Delegate Glenn Davis says, my name is even misspelled. I didn't sign it. My name is misspelled. I mean, that stuff is easy to find out. And so I don't get that part of it.
Yeah.
So maybe election it's just the heat.
Election official, yeah, I could be. That's making everybody act bizarre. Election officials say they did not include the sketchy signatures when they added the additional names. I guess somebody did review the actual data. They didn't just look at the number at the top of the page and say, okay, plus 100, and do that.
That's
so that's
right.
That's important to know.
State Board of Election officials have to review names and make sure that they're actually existing voters that are on voter lists. That's what happens. It doesn't matter, quite frankly, if the name was accepted or not. If it is illegally collected, that's where the violation the violation of law may have occurred.
We're talking to Dr. Quentin Kidd, who's the chair of the government department at Christopher Newport University. What do you think about this new poll? It's been released by Virginia Commonwealth University here in Richmond, the Wilder School, that shows the Republican Corey Stewart down by 23 points to the incumbent Democrat Tim Kaine in the U.S. Senate race here in Virginia. You think that that's accurate, or is this another case where a lot of people would support Corey Stewart, but because he's been slammed as being a racist, they just won't tell a pollster the truth?
Well, this is probably the most difficult time of the year to poll. We're in late summer, just before people start thinking about going back to school. A lot of people are on vacation. It's a tough time to poll. It's a tough time to do a survey. The number in that particular poll that really jumped out at me is, right now we have the president at 90-plus approval among Republicans. Corey Stewart is sitting at 66% approval. There are large swaths of suburban Republicans in Virginia that appear not to be supporting Corey Stewart. Now, whether they're encouraged to the polling place by a Dave Brat or a Barbara Comstock or whoever else, and then go ahead and cast a vote for Corey Stewart or not, is yet to be determined. But I think if Corey Stewart is at 66% amongst Republicans, that's a difficult number to overcome, and it trails Donald Trump by about the same amount, if you think about it, that Corey Stewart trails Tim Kaine. So I think there's something to this. I do also note an asterisk that this is the dog days of summer and a lot of people are gone.
Yeah, that is true. And I was reading comments online and actually talking to some people around town. I was at a political event last night You know, there are a lot of people that after that 2016 election, presidential election, they just are never going to believe another poll, especially if it shows the Republican down. And they're convinced that the media is attempting to kind of influence the general voting population with fake numbers.
Yeah, there have been multiple polls out. I mean, we'll see. There will be more that come out after Labor Day. After Labor Day,
then
people are back at school.
More real.
You know, it's more real. But, you know, what I look for is, are there multiple polling outfits that you know, are independent, come from different places, saying sort of the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that'll give me a sense of a general trend going on here. What have you heard about Corey Stewart over the summer? All I've heard about is neo-Nazi, neo-Confederate, racist comments and things like that. And so if you're a Republican inclined to want to vote for the Republican candidate, and that's all you've heard, you might tell a pollster, yeah, I'm probably going to sit this one out.
Now, Corey Stewart, let's analyze his race so far. I do think that there's an inclination to go after Republicans and just immediately slap a racist sticker on them and hope that it sticks. And you know, some of that is just a bias against Republicans. And in some cases, Republicans run their mouths too much and say things that they should anticipate could be misinterpreted, even if they're not trying to be racist. But, you know, Corey Stewart continues to do things that play, in my opinion, into the narrative that I assume he doesn't want out there. Like, he tweeted yesterday and then deleted that this Muslim candidate who was running for governor in Michigan was an ISIS commie. And then
Right. And then
that went away. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, if I were talking to him as one of his consultants, I'd say, do you really want to weigh in on this race in that way? Because you know exactly what people are going to do with that.
Right. Anybody who would be excited or energized by that tweet is already with you. You need to attract the economic anxiety, the voters who may or may not be a Republican, but they still feel that economic anxiety. They want to support the president for some reason. There are voters out there to get. I don't think those kind of tweets get the voters that are out there to be gotten. I think those kind of tweets speak to the voters that are already going to support him.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mistake he makes. I think there's an economic message to be made. There's a lot of economic anxiety out there. He's not making that kind of a message or that kind of an argument to voters right now.
What will we see in September? That's the question. Dr. Quentin Kidd, chair of the government department at Christopher Newport University. Always appreciate the chance to talk to you. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again as we get closer to November.
Yep.
Thanks.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.